Jack in the Box. There was once a jolly Jack in the Box. He was a very lively fellow, and all the other toys liked him a lot. He always had a smile on his face. His box was striped red and yellow, and when the lid was lifted and he popped up, he was dressed in red and yellow too. Inside Jack, under his clothes, was a strong metal spring, and it was this that made him jump up so high. One day, something went wrong. The lid of the box would not open, so Jack couldn't leap up, and he was very sad. He got bored and cross, shut up in the dark all day and every day. At night, he used to cry, and his crying kept the other toys awake. He couldn't sleep himself, and they couldn't sleep either. "We must do something to help poor Jack in the Box," said the other toys. "We must try to make his lid open again, so that he can jump out and be happy like he used to be."
"I'll make the lid open," said the hammer from the tool set. "I'm strong. I'll give the lid such a bang that it will fly open."
The hammer was very proud of his strength and gave a great thump with his hard head on the box. But the lid stayed shut.
"You've made my head ache," said Jack in the Box.
"I can do better than that," said the screwdriver. "I can get into cracks. I'll get under the lid and force it open."
The screwdriver got under the lid and tried to force it open. The lid began to crack across the top, but it stayed shut.
"You nearly poked my eye out," grumbled Jack in the Box.
"I'll give him a fright," said the donkey. "I'll creep up on him, and then I'll bray loudly. He'll jump with surprise, and his head will hit the lid, and it will burst open."
The donkey crept quietly across the floor, and when he got near the box, he brayed his very loudest,
"Hee-haw! Hee-haw!"
But nothing happened. Jack in the Box only complained that he was nearly deafened by the noise.
"I have a better plan," said the lion. "I'll roar and pretend I'm going to eat him up. He'll be so frightened and try so hard to get away that he'll burst the box open. You wait and see."
The lion roared so fiercely that all the toys were really scared. He sniffed at the box and growled.
"I'm coming to eat you up, Jack in the Box. Can you hear me grinding my teeth? You'll make a tasty supper."
"Don't be so stupid," said Jack in the Box. "Even lions can't eat metal springs. Leave me alone."
Now, there was a very old monkey who lived in a corner on the top shelf of the toy cupboard. His stuffing was coming out and he'd lost an eye. Nobody took much notice of him. But he climbed down from the shelf and said,
"Let me try. I'm not as strong as the hammer or as fierce as the lion, but I've got proper hands and fingers."
"You've only got one eye," said the lion.
"But it's a very sharp one," said the monkey. Then, very quietly, with no bangs or thumps or roars, he felt the box with his clever fingers, and he found a little catch at the side that kept the lid down. He unfastened the catch, and the lid flew up, and Jack jumped out, all smiles, in his red and yellow coat.
"The catch had stuck," said the monkey. "It's all right now."
The catch never stuck again, and Jack could jump up whenever he liked. And he always had a special smile for the quiet monkey on the top shelf.